please do not put, please do not get your videos on. Please, yeah, thank you so much. Because I, you know, there are so many and we can't see everybody. I welcome you for this Bhagavad Gita class. Today is Saturday. Saturday 13th April 2013. So we first start by chanting this invocation mantras, and we'll all do it together, and then we'll start the class. So please chant with me. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahayam Dadati Swapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patita Nama Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So I'll chant the mantras for the blessings of the Guru. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine. So we are going to start with the chapter 1. Let me explain how we are going to go about this. We just finished the introduction, and of course many of you are joining today afresh. So I sent you some slides, and I am going to send you the recordings one by one. You know, the video recording may be a little difficult to download, so we may be very soon making a YouTube channel, so you don't have to download, you can just go there and watch. And the audio links are of course short ones, and you can always download and listen when you are driving, at home, whenever, you know. So once we complete this, all these 18 chapters, which may take about 25 to 30 weeks, like 6 months, then we are going to go into, again starting from chapter 1, text number 1, like that, you know. So that's how we'll complete it in whenever. Now the other batch, one batch we are in the 6th chapter, the other batch we are completing the, we completed 14 chapters. So different batches are there, okay. And now what we'll do is, we'll chant the first shloka of the chapter, or whenever we are starting the class, the first shloka we'll chant together. So that way we get a little exposure to Sanskrit also. But we'll not be chanting all the shlokas, because as I said, we have to complete each chapter in one or two sessions. Some chapters are longer, so it may take a little longer. and then we are going to read the translation together. So that way we will be completing reading that, at least the translation of Bhagavad Gita, by the time we finish 18 chapters. Bhagavad Gita has 18 chapters, 700 shlokas, verses. Okay, and most of them are spoken by Krishna. Arjuna speaks a few. Dhritarashtra speaks only one. And then Sanjaya speaks couple of them. Sanjaya is the one who is giving the ball by ball commentary, as they will say. You know, I mean, he's just watching the whole thing and telling Dhritarashtra. Okay, so this is how it goes. Once we read, then I will try to explain, and then you can ask questions. So right now I have muted everybody. You remain on mute because, you know, I've seen that a lot of echo and all that comes if everybody starts speaking. But you can chat. You know, if you have any question, you can always chat. There is in the chat box at the bottom, you can do that. Okay. So, let us chant this first shloka of Bhagavad Gita. I will say and then you repeat after me. That way you would have chanted it and, you know, make the Shubharamba, the auspicious beginning. So we go. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Dhritarashtra uvacha. Dharmakshetre Kurukshetre. Dharmakshetre Kurukshetre. Samaveta Yuyutsavaha. Samaveta Yuyutsavaha. Mamakaha Pandavaschaiva. Mamakaha Pandavaschaiva. Kim Akurvata Sanjaya. Kim Akurvata Sanjaya. The translation. Dhritarashtra said, O Sanjaya, after my sons and the sons of Pandu assembled in the place of pilgrimage at Kurukshetra, desiring to fight, what did they do? So, this is the first one, and now we'll read. This chapter has 46 shlokas. And we are going to divide it into two sections. This chapter is called Vishada Yoga, or just observing the armies. Vishada, Arjuna's dilemma. Vishada, you know, he's in a big dilemma. And then that's how it starts. So the first, today we are going to complete reading 27 of them. That's where the descriptive part is there, you know, like there is no message here except in the commentaries. There is Krishna is not speaking yet. It's just Sanjaya describing to Dhritarashtra what is happening. Okay. So we'll read that first, and then, you know, in the next one tomorrow, the Arjuna's questions will, in the next week, Arjuna's questions will start. Okay. So I hope I set the rules. And now we go from there. So please read with me. Don't have to repeat. Just read with me. You know, we read together. Sanjaya said, O king, after looking over the army arranged in military formation by the sons of Pandu, King Duryodhana went to his teacher and spoke the following words. O my teacher, behold the great army of the sons of Pandu, so expertly arranged by your intelligent disciple, the son of Drupada. Here in this army are many heroic bowmen, equal in fighting to Bhima and Arjuna. Great fighters like Yuyudhana, Virata and Drupada. There are also great heroic powerful fighters like Dhrishtaketu, Chekitana, Kashi Raja, Purujit, Kunti Bhoja, and Shaibya. There are the mighty Yudhamanyu, the very powerful Uttamauja, the son of Subhadra, and the sons of Draupadi. All these warriors are great chariot fighters. But for your information, O best of the Brahmanas, let me tell you about the captains who are especially qualified to lead my military force. There are personalities like you, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, and the son of Somadatta called Bhurishrava, who are always victorious in battle. There are many other heroes who are prepared to lay down their lives for my sake. All of them are well equipped with different kinds of weapons, and all are experienced in military science. Our strength is immeasurable, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited. All of you must now give full support to Grandfather Bhishma as you stand at your respective strategic points of entrance into the phalanx of the army. Then Bhishma, the great valiant grandsire of the Kuru dynasty, the grandfather of the fighters, blew his conch shell very loudly, making a sound like the roar of a lion, giving Duryodhan joy. After that, the conch shells, drums, bugles, trumpets, and horns were all suddenly sounded, and the combined sound was tumultuous. On the other side, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna, stationed on a great chariot drawn by white horses, sounded their transcendental conch shells. Lord Krishna blew his conch shell called Panchajanya, Arjuna blew his the Devadatta, and Bhima, the voracious eater and performer of Herculean tasks, blew his terrific conch shell called Paundra. King Yudhishthir, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Ananta Vijaya, and Nakula and Sahadev blew the Sughosha and Manipushpaka. That great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and the others, O king, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. At that time, the son of Pandu, seated in the chariot bearing the flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows. O king, after looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra drawn in military array, Arjuna then spoke to Lord Krishna these words. Arjuna said, O infallible one, please draw my chariot between the two armies so that I may see those present here who desire to fight and with whom I must contend in this great trial of arms. Let me see those who have come here to fight, wishing to please the evil-minded son of Dhritarashtra. Sanjaya said, O descendant of Bharata, having thus been addressed by Arjuna, Lord Krishna drew up the fine chariot in the midst of the armies of both parties. In the presence of Bhishma, Drona and all other chieftains of the world, the Lord said, just behold, Partha, all the Kurus assembled here. There Arjuna could see within the midst of the armies of both parties, his fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, sons, grandsons, friends, and also his fathers-in-law and well-wishers. When the son of Kunti Arjuna saw all these different grades of friends and relatives, he became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus. So now Arjuna starts speaking. So this is, as I said, is the descriptive part, you know, just what was going on there before the discourse of Krishna starts. Arjuna has not yet started asking questions. Okay. So, few important points. As we see, the very first verse, Dhritarashtra is confirming that this war is taking place at Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is not some imaginary fictitious place. It is there even today. If you go to little north of Delhi in Haryana, you will find this place called Kurukshetra. That was the hub. It's not that in the city of Kurukshetra everything happened. That was the hub. This war was one of the real world wars. You know, now we talk of World War I, World War II. They are called world wars, but they are actually not world wars, you know, because not everybody took part. Some took part, some did not take part. Some were neutral. But here in this war, there was no chance like that. You had to be either on the side of the Kauravas or side of Pandavas. So all these great warriors from different places, you know, this all spreads all the way, all across the world. And they came there, and it's something like 690 million people were killed, soldiers were killed in this battle. And that was not the whole population, because there are children, old people, ladies, they did not take part in the war. But 690 million, something like that figure is there. It's a huge thing. And here, in the front are all the major people, you know, they all fight right in the front. There are a lot of differences between the war then and now. There were rules and regulations for this war, you know. The war will start only after sunrise, you know, they will just blow their conch shells. And it will, when the sun sets, they stop. And then they meet each other, talk to each other. You know, they go to each other's camps. Sometimes eat together. So no night wars. Like nowadays, all the wars are in the night, you know. Most of them hit the target when everybody is sleeping and whatnot. So anyway, the thing is, Dhritarashtra, this whole thing was because Dhritarashtra wanted Duryodhan to be the king. Although Yudhishthir Maharaj was the one who was supposed to be the king. Most of you might have read the Mahabharata. So I'm assuming that all of you know that. So I'm not going to repeat that. But here, he wants to find out from Sanjaya what is going on the battlefield, you know, because he's a blind person. And Sanjaya is the one who is seeing. He's been given a special power, Divya Drishti, to watch this. He's like a television. He's seeing the whole thing like in front of him, in like a television or a computer screen. And he's narrating it to Duryodhan. So, and again, Kurukshetra is called as Dharma Kshetra. That's where even today people go for religious purposes. So it's a place of teaching. That was one very prominent place of teaching. Even this all happened 5,200 years back. Okay. So now, Sanjaya says that, O King, Duryodhana, the son of Dhritarashtra, the eldest son, Dhritarashtra had 100 sons. He goes to, he is now describing, you know, he's trying to boost the morale of the army and everybody. And he wants to say that, hey, we are all very powerful and we don't have to worry. These Pandavas are nothing in front of us. You know, they are there, but you know, they are not. And that was true. All the great personalities, most of them were on the Kaurava side. And even in terms of numbers, they were much bigger than. But here, there was one number which was enough for all those millions. and that's Lord Krishna. You know, it's like if you have, let's say you have too many zeros, you know, 1 0 and then 2 0 and there are so many zeros, and then you put 1, you may have hundreds of zeros and then you put 1. What is the value of that whole thing? Only 1, right? That's us. We have all these zeros in front of us and then we are there. Now the same one, if you shift from there to the front, and then 1, and then after that, then each zero you add, it becomes something great, right? So that one is Krishna. That one is Krishna. You know, Krishna, you put Krishna and then you put everybody under him, following him, then it gets all the values. All the disciples and teachers and, you know, devotees and devatas and devis and everybody. So, Sanjaya started describing, you know, he says he went to, where did Duryodhan go? Duryodhan goes to Dronacharya, their teacher. This is a common teacher of both Pandavas and Kauravas. They were all in the same Gurukula. And then, here see, interestingly, whenever Arjuna speaks, it says Arjuna Uvacha. Sanjaya speaks, Sanjaya Uvacha. Even Dhritarashtra speaks, Dhritarashtra Uvacha. And when Krishna speaks, Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Right? But when Duryodhan is speaking, he just speaking. Vyasadeva did not want to give him any importance, you know, because he's a crooked, evil man. So he's not saying Duryodhana Uvacha. He's saying, he just starts talking. He says, he goes to the teacher and says, look at this army. The son of Drupada, Dhrishtadyumna, he is the chief here, and here it's Bhishma. So he's comparing now. He's saying, look at them. Of course, they have got good people. Bhima, Arjuna, Yuyudhana, Virata, Drupada, Dhrishtaketu, all this he starts telling all the names, the major ones. Kashi Raja, Purujita, Kunti Bhoja, Shaibya, etc. And then Uttamoja, of course, sons of Subhadra, Abhimanyu, like that. Then he says, let me tell you about our, you know, he's now trying to project that, okay, this is all right, but you know, on our side, Bhishma, Karna, Kripa, Ashwatthama, Vikarna, Bhurishrava, all these great people are there. And he says it, you know, he's just trying to boost the morale of everybody, especially Dhritarashtra, because he knows that Dhritarashtra is watching, so he just wants to know. And Dhritarashtra, so he says, he just tells Dronacharya, look at this. And then of course he wants to be very careful, and he says, he knew that till as long as Bhishma is there, they have some chance. So he says, please protect Bhishma. Because he is so powerful that he can smash these Pandavas like nothing. So he says, you must support. And then, as he was talking, the Bhishma blows his conch shell. You know, which is, Bhishma is a devotee, great devotee of the Lord, he is very powerful. And then he blows his conch shell. And then interestingly, in reply, all the conch shells, drums and everything, you know, because this is what happens in the war, like the, everything is, you till the conch shell is blown, you don't start. Don't even start. And there, again, you match equal to equal. You don't fight with a weaker enemy. You choose the strong, as strong as you at least. Stronger than you is even better. So this was being blown, and then comes the turn of the Pandavas, you know. And then Arjuna and Krishna, they blew. And that was like, you know, the sound went all the way to the upper planets. And their conch shells are called transcendental, you know, it's Divya. Divya. And each of the conch shell blown by them has a name. Even Bhishma's name is not mentioned here. Bhishma's conch shell's name is not mentioned here. Krishna's, try to remember this, you know, it's nice to remember these conch shells, because sometimes even worshipping the, there's no difference between Krishna and his, whatever he's carrying, you know. So this Panchajanya Shankha is as powerful as Krishna. And then Arjuna's conch shell was named Devadatta, Bhima's was called Paundra, Yudhishthira's is Ananta Vijaya, Nakula and Sahadeva had Sugosha and Manipushpaka. That's all. And then he talks about, you know, others also give some names. Because there are, as I said, millions of them, and you know, there are hundreds and thousands of the leaders of each Ashwahuni. That's like a brigade, you know. Brigade of the army, that's Ashwahuni. That has so many elephants, so many horses, so many marine and military people, and the, you know, the ones, those who walk, etc. Okay. So when these conch shells were blown, that was shattering the hearts of Kauravas, you know, sons of Dhritarashtra. And then when all this happened, still, you know, although they done it, but as a courtesy, because Arjuna shows some movement, he goes to Krishna and then he says, "Oh Krishna, please take the chariot to the middle of the army, two armies." And you can imagine, you know, they just go. And here Arjuna starts asking his questions and Krishna answers. And this whole thing takes maybe 1 hour, 1.5 hour. Because they are speaking in Sanskrit to each other. So when we do, you know, we do at a very slow pace, but like I'm talking now in English, you know, we can go very fast. Because that we are familiar with this language. We are not familiar with Arjuna, but, Sanskrit, but Krishna and Arjuna were familiar. So take about that time, and imagine all that time, the two armies are simply standing and watching, and they don't know what's going on. They don't know. All the horses are going back and forth and back and forth, you know, like the horses, they have to stay in one place. So they are making their little sound. It's not like that a pin drop silence there. The elephant sometimes, you know, makes some noise. But in all that, they start talking to each other. Arjuna is the one who starts expressing his doubts about the whole war. He takes up a position of a very morally strong man. Okay, so now in the 27th we saw, because when Arjuna sees all his relatives there, you know, fathers, grandfathers, teachers, maternal uncles, brothers, nice, you know, like we'll just see the Sanskrit part of this. Tatra pashyat sthitan parthaha pitran atha pita mahan acharyan teachers, matulan uncles, bhratran brothers, putran sons, pautran grandsons, sakhims friends, tatha swasuran father-in-laws, suhrdas again friends, sena yor ubayor api. Two armies are there, in the center they are there. So you can imagine when the grandsons are also there, so that means Arjuna and Krishna and all, they are not young people, you know. Abhimanyu's wife was carrying. Abhimanyu is the son of Pandavas, Arjuna from Subhadra. It is estimated that Krishna was 125 years old, and so were all these Pandavas and everybody around that, you know, and they're still able to fight, they're young. Krishna, of course, is called Nava Yavanam Cha, he never grows beyond 16 years, 17 years. But they're all, and they're all very strong, tall, you know, this is in Dwapar Yuga. The Bhima is supposed to have the strength of 10,000 elephants. And they're all, Bhima, I was reading somewhere, Bhimas was something like 17 feet tall. Krishna, Arjuna, they're all 13, 14, 15 feet tall, like that. So, it's a very powerful situation there. And in that, Arjuna doesn't want to fight anymore, you know, like he gives up. He says no. And why and how, we are going to discuss in the next class, okay? So, as I said, I'm going to speak for about 20-25 minutes. I'd like to stop here. Now is the time for you to ask some questions or comments. Yes, yes. Kali Yuga started immediately after the Mahabharata war, you know. That in the Mahabharata it is there. In the Bhagavatam also it is there. So 1 minute, just let me stop this recording thing and then we'll continue.